This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, and why you're doing it, thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start on hour number one, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before I get started, I want to acknowledge a couple of things here. First of all, we got a really nice email from Amy. Amy said, thank you, Captain, for mentioning my comment Wednesday about the communist prostitution, and I'll rethink my use of sarcasm in the future with a smiley face. She says, AOC is anti-capitalist, except possibly when it comes to sex work. Sadly, the workforce is serving the people who are willing to do menial labor, okay? Schools spend more time teaching your body, your choice, than the value of good hard work. I'm so grateful for your program as I bake bread in the wee hours of the morning. You have excellent guests, especially Denise Simon. Thank you for saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and God bless you, and God bless the show, Amy.
Wow, that's a great email. Absolutely.
Yep, and anytime somebody takes the time to really write a message like that, I'm going to mention it. Now, we also had a little problem down here yesterday afternoon in my backyard. We had our Florida tornadoes that usually people just laugh about and go, sure, right. Well, we knew we had water spouts coming, but we didn't realize what was going to happen, and we had what looks like was an EF2 that touched down about a mile away from where I'm at that selectively skipjacked around, did some damage. Nobody was hurt, thank God, but there's people right now that if they're listening to me, they're listening on a battery-powered radio or they're listening in their cars because they've got no power. Maybe they've lost a roof to their house or siding is off. Some businesses got damaged, but it was quite an event for about 2 hours yesterday as this tornado went 50-some-odd miles inland, skipjacked around Pinellas County and then Hillsborough County here in Florida and then Polk County before it kind of all ended about an hour or so later. But, boy, what a mess.
I can imagine, Captain. And weren't you were out on the road and you were...
I was on the bridge.
Yeah.
I was on the Howard Franklin Bridge when it hit, and we had reported gusts of 73 miles an hour out there, which we did. Believe me, we did. I got over to the right. I couldn't see anything, just like anybody else was out there. And everybody slowed down, but I got over to the right which is where you could follow the guardrails. So that's the only thing that you could really see when it rained so hard and the rain was sideways and every other thing that happens down here with these tropical storm conditions, because that 70-mile-an-hour wind was a tropical storm. And it was kind of rugged for about 2 or 3 miles of my journey, but once I got over the other side of the hump, what we call the hump of the bridge, I was out of it, and I drove up to the airport, and as I got out of my car, boom, hit again.
Wow. Very scary, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't scary. We're used to it, but we don't expect that, we're going to get something like that, because usually it's nothing. These water spouts, when they're seen out there and they come in, they go, well, there's rotation in it. We just laugh, usually, but not this time.
Yeah, so it's rare that that happens, but when it does, it can be very, very destructive. Absolutely.
Yeah, and this is the southern end of what's going up the East Coast right now, way up there in New York, which, thank God, I'm not up there because I don't want to shovel snow. And, boy, they've got a foot and a half of snow. I think they said Binghamton had 16 to 18 inches, and they had a 12-inch amount over somewhere Scranton or somewhere down the line there. And then even New York was getting 4 to 5 inches of snow, and that's going to make life miserable tonight there.
Oh, it certainly is. And we know, Captain, that along the eastern seaboard, a lot of people are being told, stay home because of this storm.
Oh, yeah. And massive multi-car pileups out there, too, on some of the roads. So that's the other reason to tell them. Good morning to Richard the Marine in the chat room. All right. Let's mention here real quickly what's going on here with this Iranian stuff and the Chinese info that's coming in right now about the report of foreign meddling in the U.S. vote, which is coming out late as the debate over China is going back and forth right now.
Well, that's right. Basically, what the DNI, John Ratcliffe, said earlier yesterday on Wednesday, Captain, is that career officers in the intelligence community say that they have received relevant reporting since the election, and a number of agencies have not finished coordinating yet on the product. So it is not going to be ready just yet. But when it is ready, I'm sure it's going to be incredibly interesting to go over.
Yeah, and hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we have been getting constantly hacked by elements from Russia and perhaps another country since March. And we're going to talk about that. It all may be related in what we're talking about now with the interference from foreign countries trying to get into our electric process here. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, how about giving a unique Christmas gift to somebody that's in pain? This is a gift, I'm telling you right now, because of its natural ingredients, 100% drug-free, that will help anyone that's in pain because it goes right straight to the source of the pain. It lowers and even eliminates pain associated with exercise, everyday living, or whatever the problem is you might happen to have. By the way, it also helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And that's made one of the main reasons why I take it, because I have a left ankle and a left leg that swells up because of what happened to me at the World Trade Center to that leg. And it stops it. I take it twice a day, and it just stops it from doing it. And once in a while, I'll have to take an extra dose, like I did a couple weeks ago for a different problem I was having where some swelling was involved, and it went away. As fast as I took it, it went away. That's all I can tell you. So if you want to alleviate pain at the source and you want to help somebody out that suffers with chronic pain, give them the gift this Christmas of being pain-free. Give them a chance and let them see what happens. You can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the quick 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, $20, the 3-week quick start. Give it to somebody and see if you can help them get out of pain. What a great Christmas gift that would be. All right, relieffactor.com/captain. And back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Okay, so let me just read this. The Trump administration has long held that Beijing was doing more than Moscow to tamper with U.S. elections to the department or to the detriment of President Trump's reelection bid against Joe Biden. And it appears, according to the DNI director, that John Ratcliffe, that is exactly what the case is. But now we're waiting on this report that's supposed to come out, which is running late because of all the other nonsense that's going on in Washington right now.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, that's right. This has to do with possible efforts by China, Iran, in terms of their efforts to try to influence the election in some way, according to these reports. But honestly, either way, with a Trump administration or a Biden administration, we were bound to hear more and more about China as we go through this next year, certainly over the next 4 years.
Uh-huh.
I think the only difference is going to be what kind of things we're going to be hearing about China under a Trump or Biden administration. Under the Biden administration, I think we're going to see a lot more, shall we say, cozying up. There's going to be a lot of damage control, I think, that's going to be done by a Biden administration regarding our relationship with China. Strap in and get comfortable, because there's going to be many different events, I think, that are going to affect our geopolitical relationship with China under a Biden administration.
Well, Senator Tom Cotton had a unique comment to make about all of this. He says the Chinese spy Eric Swalwell deal shows the persuasive threat of China today, which also includes our recent election. And that's what Senator Tom Cotton said. He didn't elaborate that much, but he put the thought out there that China had something to do with trying to intertwine in our election. And I don't doubt that for a second.
Well, certainly, see, here's the thing. No matter what, see, China has a lot of resources to be able to put to these kinds of things, not just in the sense of an election or an election year, but overall. I mean, according to what we know so far, and again, this is just according to public reports, but it seems like this particular young lady, Feng, who had some kind of relationship with Eric Swalwell dating back now several years, until evidently now she's back in China, according to a statement, I think, from Swalwell's people, basically.
Amazing. They would know that.
Yeah, well, exactly. And so, but again, what we're seeing is, I think, just the tip of the iceberg, because you have a geopolitical foe. Overall, I mean, there's business that's done back and forth, but honestly, you have, just like with any other major country on the planet Earth, you have to be able to anticipate different moves and so forth. So that's not unusual, but they certainly have the resources to look after politicians and see how they, in fact, the video that's gone viral, Captain, really explains it all. They say that they have people in very high places in American business, in the American government. All these things, you know, it's like all's fair in love and war. Well, this is one of those things where they're able to leverage their own resources, money, power, influence, in order to get what they want. And that's why it was so important, I think, for President Trump to be able to change and really flip the script with China, especially. And now hopefully he'll get a chance to continue that. But I don't know about that, of how that would look under a Biden administration.
Well, Joe Biden says he's confident that his son Hunter has done nothing wrong amidst the federal probe into his tax affairs. Meanwhile, President Trump is now talking about a potential special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden after the resignation of Attorney General Barr. Don't know if that'll happen or not.
Well, that's right. The only thing with the special counsel may be the only way that we'll ever really get to the bottom of whatever it is about Hunter Biden, his relationship with China, the tax issues, Ukraine, you name it. Without a special counsel, if Biden comes into office, he will simply get rid of all these investigations, basically. I was beginning to think, well, maybe he might try to let them go for appearance's sake, but the more I think about it, I think that he would want to shut it down. And guess what, Captain? He would have total media coverage, or that is to say, be covered by the media in the sense that they wouldn't make this a big deal. It would just be maybe a footnote, maybe a quick little something at the end of a newscast somewhere. But again, this Hunter Biden story may begin to transcend things, and that's why we need to know exactly what happened. Because if it tracks back to Joe Biden as a president, I mean, that could be devastating. It would be devastating to any presidency, for example.
Well, the dissertation that's out there and the discourse between the two political parties was on display totally yesterday when Senate Committee Chairman Ron Johnson exploded after a Democrat was accused of pushing disinformation. He said, "You lied repeatedly. You lied. You lied. I told you to be quiet, and you lied. You got out there and you lied."
That's right, and this is it's not coming to blows in that in the traditional sense, but it's pretty close verbally, certainly, and in terms of the bad blood, evidently that will exist there now. But you know, Captain, during the last 4 years, when we saw so many of these Democrat senators, congressional representatives, politicos, you name it. They would go on and on with the Russian collusion stuff and all that kind of thing, and it really has damaged our ability to come together in any way, shape, or form. I hate to say it. That's why when President-elect Joe Biden says it's time to heal, time to turn the page, it's kind of like, you know, well, wait a minute. You guys were the ones who were creating this horrible bad blood for years, and that message just falls flat. Americans want to be united. There's no doubt about it. But again, it was throw everything out the window only in order to gain political power and try to unseat a duly elected president of the United States. And that doesn't go away very quickly on its own.
Yeah, and caller, hang on the line there because we're coming up on a hard break here, and I'll take you on the other side of the break. I know who's on the line there, so I believe he'll wait. But I just want to expand on that by saying the twits or whatever you want to call them over there, right?
Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get funny here. The twits on Twitter are saying that they're going to expand a policy to combat the harmful, misleading tweets about the COVID-19 vaccines. Really? Who appointed them doctors?
Well, this is the difference.
Is this like a Dr. Jill thing again?
I don't know, but it does go to the platform versus publisher issue. And Alan Dershowitz recently chimed in on this, Captain. He did very well. You know, it's one thing to be able to be a platform where people can say what they want. But if they start trying to regulate things that are said, even if I think if they would say, well, we're just doing this in the public interest and so forth. But quite frankly, yeah, you're right. I mean, they don't know. We don't know per se. We just have to try to get all the information we can and make a really, really good decision on what to believe about certain things. And if you begin to suppress it or say people can't say what they want to say, then you're a publisher. So if you want to be a publisher, now you don't have the immunity that you enjoy at this point.
Yeah, and folks are getting ready to take a hard break here. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about something the Judicial Watch wrote about yesterday, and that is the fact that a U.S. city is talking about passing duress legislation to give criminals a poverty defense so that they don't get charged criminally with stealing things that they need that they're going to sell for money for. Oh, they needed groceries. So they needed to pay their car bill. Oh, they needed to pay their mortgage. Really? Is life that bad that we got to do that now? Anyway, Kyle, hold on. Caller, I'll get right to you. Folks, we will be back with more right after this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is reportedly considering asking for a special counsel to look into Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. That's something Senator Lindsey Graham agrees with. The South Carolina Republican told reporters Wednesday that if a special counsel was warranted when investigating President Trump for collusion with the Russians, then there are many questions about Biden's activities overseas that a special counsel can look into.
How far integrated into the Ukrainian economy did Hunter Biden get when he was on the board of Burisma? Somebody needs to look at his time on the board of Burisma. Somebody needs to look at his business dealings regarding China to see if any crimes were committed. But mainly, I think, that to see what kind of conflicts, if any, the Biden administration may have.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and the website is geico.com. You can trot on over there and type in your zip code and get a price quote on the car or the truck that you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle or an RV or an ATV, a boat. You can get all that insured over there, too, but you can get your rate on that. And if you really want to save some money, what you do is if you're a renter and you have renter's insurance, you get a renter's policy rate from them, and you get a homeowner's policy if you're a homeowner's cost comparison from them. Because if you bundle the two together, your automobile insurance and your homeowner's or renter's insurance, you will save even more money. And all you've got to do is go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com to find out more, and make sure you tell me Captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We have Mike from Clearwater on the line, and he wants to ask a question. So here we go. What's going on, Mike?
Good morning, Professor. You know, while we were on hold, the Captain and I had a little kind of a chat slash friendly disagreement. But I want to run something by you, Kyle. Now, we got these two Georgia seats that are up for grabs, and I think that the AOCs and the radical Democrats are kind of secretly huddled together, because I think that they want this Hunter Biden story to come out, because if they, God forbid, get control of the Senate and they control both chambers, that'll give them the opportunity to draw up articles of impeachment, and then they fire that over to the Senate, they convict him, and he's out of there, and then boom, just like that, they have Kamala. So am I crazy in thinking that, or what do you think, Kyle? Is that a possibility?
Well, go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, is that a possibility?
Well, that's a really great question. You know, and it kind of reminds me a little bit about, like, the game of Survivor, right? Everybody's seen Survivor over many, many years now. And there's always some angle that the survivors are playing, even though something goes wrong and they don't like that person anymore, but yet they'll work with them because they think it'll get them a little further in the game. It's one of the great things about that show for many years. But in this case, I think everything is on the table as far as what they would angle for. And certainly if you're watching this as a movie, and you saw that suddenly the Hunter Biden story is completely suppressed because given this idea that it's the best foot forward for them to get Joe Biden to win the election instead of somebody, a Kamala Harris or any of the others that came out to run for president, they get Joe Biden across the finish line, then they release the story again, it gets legs, and now you can go after Biden for doing something that was, you know, that they can get him for to make him resign, impeach, or whatever, and then suddenly they get their goal. Which we do know there's an idea to try to make Kamala Harris the president sooner than later, it would seem. So no, I don't think it's crazy. I think they're always looking at these angles, whether or not they really go for it and play it. We'll just have to see. But I think they're always scheming. That's what I think.
Well, I told Mike, and this is where we disagreed, that, yeah, I believe they are scheming. I believe they have something like that planned. But we've talked about this at length with other guests, yourself included, that I believe Joe Biden is going to come up with some sort of mystery ailment. Maybe it'll be coronavirus. Maybe it'll be dementia. Maybe it will be something along those lines, but it'll make him to where he won't be able to perform because he doesn't want that impeachment thing on his record. He does not want that. And I don't believe most Democrats, rank-and-file Democrats, except for maybe AOC, would want to throw that at them. They might threaten him with it, but I believe that he will resign because of a medical ailment.
Well, yeah, it could be virtually anything. I think that's a very strong possibility, only because of the decline that we've all witnessed with our watching them on television, hearing them speak and so forth. We all know something's weird about the whole thing. And so, that could very well be. So, I think you put it all together with the idea that, my opinion is I think the Obamas applied pressure to have Kamala Harris be the VP pick. You know, she never got any votes, as far as I know. She dropped out before New Hampshire.
That's right.
She was polling at 2%. She was incredibly critical of Joe Biden, tried to knock him out in the debate, and yet all of a sudden it's all fine, and she laughs it off. And is given the pass by, why did you go after him so bad? Didn't he get with segregationists and all this? Yeah. And then it went, oh, it was a debate. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, remember, she was a little girl on the bus.
That's right. And then all of a sudden, it was all fine.
Yeah. Now, let's talk for a second about our Florida Senator Rick Scott. He did an interview yesterday, and he let something out of the bag. Again, we've been hearing a lot about these alternative electors. And the possibility there, what could happen. But then again, it's not, nothing pertaining to the alternative electors has gone in their favor for the two times it was tried. And Florida Senator Rick Scott said, wait till January the 6th when the electors meet, when we have the joint session, the electors meet to have their, or to confirm their vote on the Electoral College. I don't know what he's talking about or what he was inferring to, but if you were flying a wall, what do you think?
I like what Alan Dershowitz had said about this kind of thing before, just in a general way, and that is that President Trump needed a perfect storm. He needed the harmony between the legislatures and the courts and public opinion and all these things really would have had to have lined up. I don't know what can happen on January 6th necessarily that's going to be something that we're not already anticipating. One of the ideas, of course, is that, you know, Mike Pence, Vice President Pence, will open up and count the ballots, tally the votes, basically. But he can't say these votes are valid and these votes are invalid. I think by law he can only say that they are, you know, that, or that this is what the count is. But so that's not really an option. And so my question would be, something could happen on January the 6th, but I think there would have to be other things that happen before January 6th that would give us the indication that January 6th would be a major change, a sea change in all this.
And here's something else that happened yesterday, and this happened late in the day, so we haven't had a chance to find out a lot about it. But there's a report that came out that Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and his money was used in violation of federal election law, and they apparently were using some of this money to entice voters to come out to vote by giving them cash cards or buying them food and this, that, and the other in several different states.
Well, if that can be shown, and
that is illegal.
Yeah, then that is completely illegal. You're not supposed to be able to do that. We have so many reports, Captain, affidavits, people who are firsthand witnesses of these kinds of things, of operatives coming into places like Arizona and Nevada, basically, and saying, hey, I'm here to help, and we're here to make sure people vote, you know, and they were able to give people some kind of reward for that. According to some of the, if you've watched some of these hearings that have been held. But so, yeah, if it can be shown, then that is a – talk about interfering with our democracy, that's exactly the definition of it.
Yeah, and Sidney Powell is in the news again because she apparently has got a couple of cases. She's asking the Supreme Court of the United States to nullify two of the Biden wins right now based on the information that she's got, which so far has not been accepted in any court.
Right, exactly. The idea of the releasing the Kraken. But again, it's interesting, Captain. You know, there's a lot of dynamics that go on between why the courts wouldn't even look at it or would reject it out of hand, saying it fails on the merits right out the gate. But the American people, so many people across the highways and byways, they watch the video, they listen to the testimony, and they don't understand why this wouldn't ever get the light of day in a courtroom. She keeps going, that's for sure.
Yeah, and before we go to the break, a couple of things here. Congressman Mo Brooks, I'm not sure what state he's from, says that there will be challenges to certification of a Biden win. And also Congressman Jim Jordan, he is from Ohio, has said that the election debate that we would have is going to be healthy for the country.
Well, again, everybody has to have confidence in the election, whatever it is, whoever wins an election. For example, in your state of Florida, Captain, there's no controversy over.
There's no doubt as to who won.
That's exactly right. And so that is what gives people peace of mind. In these other states where people were changing the rules from the low-level officials to the high-up officials, it doesn't matter. All these things were getting changed, and in controversy of the federal law and statute and so forth. And that's where people lose confidence in these things.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And boy, we got some weather to tell you about. Not only out west where there's some storms, but that big nor'easter, which is working its way on out into the ocean right now. But it's left plenty, plenty, plenty of snow behind it. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, my little gal pal from New York, New Jersey. She was the first traffic copter reporter to fly around in a traffic copter and do traffic up there in New York City on the radio and television, for that matter, and went on to be a broadcaster at Fox News, Donna Fiducia. And she and her husband live up in Carrollton, Georgia right now. We're just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there and tell them you heard me talking about them on the radio, and they'll give you a nice free hot cup of coffee. And consider also becoming a member of the Drivers Club. More about that after you hear about this. the little Ted Nugent from back in the day, and that is Stranglehold for people that recognize that. Now, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in here. Kyle, that also is something else. Do you remember when I told you that was a theme song somebody had on their radio show for a while?
Yeah, that's right. Was it Armed American Radio?
Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. Yeah, he started out with the beginning of that to begin with. Yep, uh-huh, there you
very
go.
Cool.
Yeah, so there you go. So I got that out there tonight to get a little something in there. And by the way, hello, Mark Walters. I was on his show last Sunday, and I'm going to start to be doing some more appearances on his program because apparently the people really like what they heard last week. And we did go political, talking about guns and all sorts of stuff there. And they really liked it. So here we go. A major winter storm is now impacting the Middle Atlantic and Northeast today through Friday. This is going to be moving out to sea. However, a widespread swath of heavy, wet snow is going on right now. We've had a foot to a foot and a half of snow. Binghamton, New York has had a foot and a half of snow, and it's still snowing. That's all the way from the central Appalachians into the interior middle Atlantic part, into parts of the northeast southern New England as well. There is a large area also of freezing rain and ice in the western part of North Carolina and southwest Virginia, and even out in the western part of Pennsylvania, a lot of icy conditions there. A number of places are without power, and major travel disruptions are likely. They had numerous multi-vehicle pileups yesterday when all this stuff started during the rush hour yesterday afternoon in the big cities around the countryside up there. And they are telling people to stay off the roads. Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we've got a lot of cloud cover storms coming all through the Pacific Northwest area, so really covering just most of that part of the United States tonight. We are going to start out, though, in the Seattle area, where we do have a flood watch that is going to be west of Seattle and Tacoma, west of Bremerton there. So that's going on. We're, of course, going to have rain for the next several days, it appears, in that region as well. We have winter weather advisory all through the state of Washington, heading over towards Spokane. Also, east of Spokane, east of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho as well. And that brings up, of course, 4th of July pass. Right now, the last update we have is that it's wet pavement, but there's a chance of light snow, also chance of rain, and wind gusts up to 21 miles an hour. So if you're heading through 4th of July, you obviously have to be on your toes tonight for sure. And then also high wind watch in northern Montana. This is north of Helena. Down in Idaho, another winter weather advisory covering Boise. Right now, I think in Idaho Falls, it's 26 degrees, and this is over on the I-15 freeway in eastern Idaho. That's 26 degrees right now with snow showers going on. We also have winter weather advisory around the Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. This is near Jackson as well. And, of course, high wind warning just now, actually this time, a little bit west of Laramie going across I-80. Also in Utah, winter weather advisory. In the northern Nevada, winter weather advisory. Same for parts of Northern California near Reno and Carson City. And a big wind advisory. This is going to be in the Bakersfield area, Mojave Desert, out around the area of Ridgecrest, of course, where they had the big earthquake a few short years ago.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what it's looking like right now, Captain.
Okay, now from Corpus Christi west in Texas out towards Laredo, you've got a hard freeze warning tonight where temperatures going to be in the upper 20s and low 30s, so be advised of that. Up in the northwestern corner of Minnesota tonight in the northeastern corner of North Dakota, you've got some winds up in there. Also got some winds and unsettled weather conditions in the state of Indiana all the way down to where Dan the Man is, and up there in the Toledo, Ohio area, unsettled weather conditions with winds blowing too. All right, here we go. Starting in the mountains of, and caller, hang on, starting in the mountains of North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, all of Pennsylvania, all of southern New York, New York City, all the way up to Lake George, and all the way along the New York Thruway out towards Buffalo and Binghamton, I-81 south down to the, gosh, down through Pennsylvania. You've got snow, heavy snow, plenty of it, poor driving conditions. Winds up there are blowing too. Gale warnings along the eastern seaboard, the coastline. Chris Markowski, when we talk to him, he's probably going to tell us about some rain and maybe a little wet snow. New York City, it's snowing right now. Connecticut, snow. Massachusetts, snow. Vermont, snow. New Hampshire, snow. And Maine just started up there in the southwestern tip of Maine, I-95. Portland down towards the New Hampshire line just started with some snow there, and it's going to get really, really, really bad. They're telling people to stay off the roads up there. This involves I-81. I-80, I-70, I-64, I-77, I-90, I-87, I-91, I-93, and I-95. So be advised, it's going to take you a while if you're going that direction. Now, Kyle, hang on a second. Okay, caller, good morning. Is this Mary?
It is. Good morning. I did see both of those hearings yesterday, and I couldn't believe that Fox finally put another one on TV. But the other one on the computer was about the Amistad project with the, all the dark money. But that first one on TV, the elector, the head of elections who had been fired by President Trump, he was squealing about being threatened.
Oh, you mean the cyber guy?
The one that President Trump fired.
Yeah, the cyber guy. He was squealing
about death threats and all that, and I was like, you know what? Remember when President Trump first got in office and all the people he appointed that were chased off?
Yeah.
Maxine Waters was saying, if you see them in a store, attack them.
Yeah.
And even recently with Cynthia Johnson in Michigan, telling Trump voters, you're going to make them pay. We ain't playing with you.
Okay. Well, I got about 30 seconds, so you got to make it quick.
I got to tell you, it was just hypocritical.
Okay.
But at least they did get the point that they can't get the evidence.
All right. Here comes the music. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, Kyle, you hang on, too. And, folks, we'll be right back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. You've got plenty of stuff to talk about here tonight. There is no shortage of subjects. And when we come back, again, you truckers headed up into the Northeast, you're going to have a real problem up there. Please be careful. And I'll be back after the top of the hour news with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.